Maryville's basketball to start the second half. Chillicothe leads at 24-17. Maryville playing the goal to the right of your radio dial or the one in front of the stage here at Maryville. They send it around right wing now to Chelsea Vilan. Loose basketball picked up by Maggie Graves to Madison Williams. Williams weaves her way through traffic, has to bump it back out. Oh, double dribble. Little mental mistake there is all. We'll get it right next time. No worries. Second half just underway. Chillicothe 24-17. Chillicothe applying some pressure backcourt. Twaddle. Backcourt to Vilan. Vilan sends it down court to break the timeline with Cassie Holtman. Right side, Twaddle pulls up free throw line, bounce pass inside to Church. Gabby Church does a nice job of pivoting to the baseline, finding some free space. And that's three straight field goals now by Maryville. They're on a 6-0 run. Oh, no jump ball there. Graves was tied up with pretty decisively. But they say play on, and it's Maryville's basketball. Dish inside to McMichael, and it's tipped out of bounds by Chillicothe. 6:53 left in the third quarter, 24-19, a five-point lead. Three straight buckets in the second and third quarters now for Maryville. That shot from the right wing for Vilan didn't fall. Gilliland brings it down court. Up top, Barnett hands it to Williams between the circles. She backs it out. Haley Jones set to check in. Nice lob into Graves, and that's money. Beautiful lob from Madison Williams. Give her the assist, and Graves the bucket. Graves with six, and it's back to a seven-point lead. Twaddle across the timeline. Williams sticks with her. Up top to Chelsea Vilan. Circle left now to Holtman, the junior. McMichael. Right side, Vilan looks inside. Chillicothe had the play defended well that time. They have to set it up again. Pass. Oh, and they say Gilliland tipped it, and it was not a backcourt. Low post right didn't fall for Scarborough. Chillicothe the rebound. Williams crossed the timeline up top to Gilliland. High post, Graves wants to drive inside. Has a shot partially blocked, and there's a little makeup call from last time when you missed one. That is on Gabby Church. First foul of the second half. At the line, Maggie Graves for the first time tonight. Frequent visitor to the free throw line and has been doing well. Hits this one. Graves with seven to lead Chillicothe now. And it's up to an eight-point lead. 27-19. Chillicothe led by as many as 11. This is their trying to get it back up to a nine-point lead. 5:49 left in the third. And Graves is money. Graves with eight. And Graves comes out for a breather. Haley Jones checks in. McKitty, Jones, Williams, Gilliland, and Barnett. Twaddle across the timeline. Breaks the press. Pulls up. Shoots. Doesn't get it to fall. Rebound swatted around. Chillicothe finally controls it. Graves pulls it down. Right side. Gilliland, nothing but net. Yes, yes, yes. The three-pointer. Aaron Gilliland launches it from the right side and gets it to fall. 12-point lead, biggest of the game. 31-19 Chillicothe. Timeout in Maryville. We're back after this on KCHI. Maryville took a full timeout to talk about things. Biggest lead of the game now for Chillicothe, 31-19. Gabby Church, left wing, goes up top to Twaddle. Circle right now to Vilan for the ladies' spoophounds. Around the horn we go again. Run to the offense up top, McMichael. Lost out of bounds. It's Chillicothe's ball as Maryville tossed it away trying to get their offense set. And if you're Maryville, that's not exactly what you want to see after taking a full 60-second timeout. And everyone's staring at each other. I'm not sure what. Maybe we're missing a basket. Now we're ready to go. Not sure what the delay was for, but 5:02 left in the third, 31-19. Chillicothe, Haley Jones, left side, Gilliland looks off a tray up top, Williams, free throw line, Barnett, good, quick, fast ball movement. Gilliland, circle left for three, off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Gillen with a nice touch to her shot. Wouldn't mind seeing her shoot more often. I'm sure Coach has mentioned that to me before. Twaddle, right wing for the Lady Spoofhounds. Up top to Bylan. Bylan leaves it inside. Off the glass, doesn't fall for Scarborough. Chillicothe the rebound. McKitty pulls it down. Williams cross the timeline to Gilliland, circle left. 31-19, midway through the fourth. Loose basketball. Bylan had it for a moment, and now we have a whistle. I think Barnett might have hacked someone fighting for the basketball. Barnett with two, Gilliland with two, McKitty with two. Graves checks back in for McKitty. Molly Holtman, the freshman of the two Holtmans, checks in for Maryville. Three fouls on Scarborough, two on Church for Maryville. Team fouls this quarter, even at one apiece. Midway through the third, 31-19, Chillicothe. Drive inside. And a hand check foul as Bylan goes to the hole and gets the NBA continuation call. Second one on Madison Williams. So four players for Chillicothe have two fouls each. Second foul of this half. Bylan's first one is in. The first trip to the line. First point since the first quarter. Chillicothe lead is now 11. Bylan wants to make it 10, and that's what we got. Bylan goes 2 for 2, as the announcer says. Right side Williams up top to Graves. 2-1-2 zone, it looks like, for Maryville on defense. Left side Barnett up top. They go to Williams now. She tracks down a loose basketball. Went off her hands, but keeps it alive. And Coach Parkey wants to talk about how to handle this 2-1-2 zone that Maryville is running. We're back in 30 on KCHI. Reminder, be listening tomorrow for KCHI Radio Auction. Wednesday and Thursday this week. Wednesday and Thursday next week, 5 o'clock each of the nights. Grab all the bargains. Chillicothe slows the pace down a little bit. Williams work it over right wing, and after the timeout, Maryville has switched up to a matchup man. Give inside to Barnett. Counted, McKenzie Barnett. Low post left. Nice looking shot for McKenzie. She's on the board with her first bucket. Bumps it back up to a 12-point lead. Holtman doesn't want to go up against Graves. Kicks it back out. Well, probably a wise choice for the 5-1 freshman. Right side, Blair Twaddle. Free throw line, bounce pass inside to McMichael. Has it blocked, or check it, Scarborough. Has it blocked by Chillicothe. And then a foul following that. Barnett goes to the floor in a tumble. Pops up, she's fine. Chelsea Bylan with her first. Chillicothe inbounds it. Back court, under 3 minutes to play in the third. 33-21, Lady Hornets with a lead. And the basketball. Barnett up top to Jones. Left side Barnett. Back up top now. And Williams and Gilliland play pitch and catch across the top of the circle. Run a little bit of clock here. Right side three. Gilliland doesn't get it to fall. Barnett the rebound. The stick back doesn't fall. And that's going to be pushing off on the next rebound. So a couple of opportunities there. Couldn't get him to fall.
Chillicothe foul on number 23.
Maggie Graves with her first foul. Graves leads Chillicothe with 8 points. Everyone that's played has scored anywhere from 2 to 8 points. Nice balanced work out of Chillicothe tonight. Maryville brings it down court. Left wing, Twaddle. And Maryville tries to run the play. Twaddle, bucket, and the bonus coming up. As Twaddle did a nice job posting up, that's her 7th point now to lead Maryville. Let's see, Maggie Graves with 3. I thought she had just 2. She had 1 just like 30 seconds ago. Now all of a sudden she has 3.
Twaddle completes the 3-point play.
And Twaddle hits the free throw. It's 8 now. And still a 9-point lead, 30-24, Chillicothe cross court. Gilliland on the 3-point arc. Every time she shoots, they push her halfway across the court, and they never get called for it. Not quite sure why. Gilliland misses the long-range deuce. Big defensive play here for Chillicothe. 3-pointer off the rim, didn't fall for Bylan. Jones with a rebound. Kicks it up top, Williams for three. Yes, yes, yes! Madison Williams with her first three ball tonight. That's her first point since the first quarter. Nice to see her get back in the swing of things. Been doing a nice job running the offense tonight between her and Gilliland. Turnaround didn't fall for Twaddle. Chillicothe the rebound. McKitty hauls it in, goes down to Williams. Williams goes hard to the hole, and we got a blocking foul. Nicely played by Madison Williams. Chelsea Bylan with her second. Third team foul. Lexi Snyder set to check in. Williams at the line for the first time tonight. She's got 7 points. That one is no good. 36-24, 12-point lead equals the biggest of the game this quarter. Fresh legs check in for Maryville as Scarborough and Molly Holtman check out. Cassie Holtman returns, the junior, along with McMichael. And Williams misses both free throws. Still a 12-point Chillicothe lead, a minute left in the third as Twaddle crosses the timeline. Goes right wing, shoots over Lexi Snyder. Look at Chillicothe box out for the rebound. Jones did that perfectly. Oh, that's how you play low post defense right there. You box out, you grab those rebounds. Gilliland right wing up top to Williams with 42 seconds left. 36-24, Chillicothe by 12. Lady Hornets milking the clock down to play for the last shot of the third quarter. Jones high post, right side. Snyder, low post right. They lulled him to sleep and then burned him with a curling iron. Lexi Snyder for two. She's got 7. Chillicothe leads it by 14 now.
Chelsea McMichael.
And Chelsea McMichael answers with a bucket of her own. Low post left. It's her first field goal. She has 4 points. Couple of free throws in the first quarter. Pushing off, and Chillicothe will shoot free throws with 6.5 seconds left. Lexi Snyder, rare appearance at the free throw line for Lexi. She doesn't get to the free throw line very often. Bylan with another foul, and she's got 3. Isis Baker will check in after Snyder misses the first one.
Isis Baker checks in for the first time for Lady Hornets.
Baker comes in and gets Gilliland out for a little extra breather. Snyder misses the first one. Second one falls in. Lexi Snyder makes 1 out of 2. She's got 8, and it's a 13-point lead. 39-26. Twaddle goes up. Off the glass, off the rim, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with Chillicothe leading 39-26. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.